أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the Quraysh of Makkah not accepting the deen of Allah, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the revelation that came down upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very briefly about them. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. Before the people of Makkah, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had belied him, they denied him. فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا. They belied our servant, that is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونَ. They said about him that he is insane. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَازْدُجِرْ. And he is threatened. And they threatened him, or they rebuked him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this has been the system, continuous system, from the time Allah sent Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam on the surface of this earth. People did not accept the nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. So whatever is happening to you, happened to the Nabis before. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now wazdujir, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was threatened. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was rebuked. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one single word, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala actually describes the whole life of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, that for almost 950 years, he invited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using different methodologies, different strategies of da'wat. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was persistent in inviting his people towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. It comes in the narrations that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam would go out and invite. They would overcome Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and then they would begin to choke him, and when he would lose consciousness, they would sometimes think that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had passed on, and then they would wrap him up in a blanket, and they would throw him back into his house. And when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would come back to consciousness, one dua he made, a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam made for his people, that, O Allah, forgive my people, O Allahumma ghfir li qawmi. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That, O Allah, they do not know, they do not understand what this whole concept of Tawheed is. And in this way, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam continued to make dua for his people. And then they threatened him that if he does not stop, if he does not persist, then they will pelt him with stones, and in this way they will kill him. But Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had overlooked that. But when the time had come that people did not accept, and when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam could not take it anymore, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Here, the dua is a very brief dua, that, O my Rabb, O my Allah, certainly I am maghloob, I am overpowered. فَانْتَصِرْ. O Allah, you assist me. In other words, Allah, you defend me. And in this way, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam began to make dua and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. The result of the dua of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ. We opened the gates of the skies. بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. With waters that were torrential, with rainfalls that were torrential. Here, some of the ulama are inclined to believe that at all other times, water comes down from the clouds. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أبواب السماء, that waters did not come down from the clouds like how it would naturally come down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the skies, and from there these torrential rains, torrential waters had come down upon the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we caused the fountains of the earth to begin to spring up. Some of the other ayahs of the Quran Kareem, Wafarat Tannur, that even the ovens of the people that were in the grounds, they also were converted into these springs, and they also began to gush forth water, and in this way water from above, water from below. Faltaqalma, Allah says that both the waters met. In other words, with disaster, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam were then destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala describes this as ala amrin qad qadir, as a matter that was upon a matter that was already decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was to happen because they did not accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They did not accept the nubuwat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And this was the result or the consequences of the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, that from above and from below waters began to gush forth. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how Allah emancipated Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. We caused him to ride upon a vessel, ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ, that was made of planks or boards, وَدُسُرٍ, and nails. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that a very simple structure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. No sophisticated rockets, no sophisticated aeroplanes, but just a simple vessel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam build. And on that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it a means of his salvation. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا, which flowed with our command, or which flowed by which flowed under our care. In other words, it flowed on a route that we had chalked out, and in this way we saved Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرٌ, it was a reward for that person who was belied. Now some have stated that you hear the word kufir will be for that person who was unappreciated, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a means of reward for Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ, and we had left it as a sign. Some narrations state that for many generations after that, this boat or this ark or ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the vessel came to Mount Judi, and its remains remained there for a long while for people to see this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done, this miraculous rescue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had rescued Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Whilst other ulama have stated, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً, and we left these vessels as a means of a sign that each time we see a boat, we see a ship, we see a vessel, then we begin to remember Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had used this as a savior. Some ulama have stated that it was because of the barakah, because of the blessings of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, that boats came into vogue into this earth. Allah caused it to float upon the waters, and today we use it as we wish to transport whatever we desire. فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرٍ, then is there anyone that will be able to ponder over this, that we see this and we begin to remember Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's chastisement upon his people. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ, then how terrible was our punishment, وَنُذُرْ, and also our warning, that we warned these people but they did not take heed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.